We're going to switch gears entirely now to a much more fun subject. Are there any grandmas out there? Now, I'm sure everybody loves your peach pie, and I bet you can crochet a cute hat. But have you also been looking for a place to show off how you handle the rock? If so, you might be interested in joining the Granny All-Star League. This group of women aged 50 and older play recreational basketball. And they might not make a run for the WNBA, but they can definitely give you a run for your money. Joining us to talk about the Granny All-Star League is Barbara Lee Cohen. She is the founder of the Granny League, and Betty Douglas, who is one of their superstar players. They're with us from our Chicago Bureau. Ladies, welcome.
Hello. Hi, Michelle.
So, Barbara, I hear you're a baller.
Believe it or not.
So yes. How did this start?
Well, actually, it did begin, to be very fair, in Iowa. And there was a woman in Iowa whose father had been a very, very prominent basketball coach. And he had developed some women's teams in the 1920s, 30s. And she was impressed. She was a little girl, and she had learned from him. And a couple of years ago, she was in need of exercise, and she decided she'd get some women together and they'd start playing basketball, but for genteel women because she was in her 60s. And so she is the originator of the idea for Granny Ball. By the way, Granny Ball, believe it or not, is not for grandmothers. It is for any woman over 50. It's a style of shooting.
Really?
Granny is an underhanded style of shooting. You can use a granny shot in bowling. You can use it in volleyball. You can use it in basketball.
Betty, you're a baller. You're playing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I try to be, at least, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you can take me?
With a little practice, who knows?
She could. She's good.
How did you get interested in granny ball? Were you playing before, or you just started playing when you got involved with the league?
I have played basketball just about all my life. And when I heard about the granny ball, I said, well, I'd give it a try because I looked at the rules. And since my very active playing days, I've picked up a pound or two here and there. And there's no way I could play 5-on-5 right now and get up and down the court. But with the granny ball rules, it makes it possible for me to keep playing.
What are the rules? How are they different from the regulation basketball rules? Do you play on a regulation court?
Yes, we play on a regulation court, which is divided into thirds. And there are six people on a team, and you have two people in each one of the third sections. And you can't move out of that section.
So that's old school, basically.
Yeah, it's old school.
That's old school the way women used to play back
exactly.
in the day. I see.
But the dribbles are limited. There's only two dribbles allowed. No running or jumping.
Or elbowing.
Or elbowing. You can't knock
officially
the ball out.
Anyway. Come on,
right.
Betty. You know.
Right.
You know what's up. Well, Betty, what do you like about it?
Well, I like it because, first of all, the camaraderie. It's always something special about being on a team. And in past years when I've been playing either basketball or softball, I remember those players. I remember the feeling that I always had when we'd get together for games. I enjoy the exercise. I'm very happy that I can keep playing.
So, Barbara, you're the president of the league, correct?
Right.
Now, are you surprised by the response that you're getting? Because I'm guessing that a lot of people don't believe that women over 50 want to play basketball.
Maybe.
And some of your players are in their 70s and 80s. And Betty, I don't know if it's, is it okay to tell your age?
Sure.
67?
That's right.
Yeah. But I think a lot of people figure, okay, it's water aerobics, right? So, Barbara, are you surprised by the response?
Not at all. Actually, I'm older than Betty. I don't believe that there's an age limit anymore. You are who you are. And if you're filled with life and enthusiasm, there's nothing you can't do. And I think a lot of women today who are, you know, in their 60s or 70s are really like 40 or 50 in attitude. I think I was surprised at how many played basketball. And in addition, how many were in other sports who called us just to be involved in an organized program. We've even had some women who were involved in baseball, in the professional baseball teams years ago, who called and said, how about starting a baseball league? I said, well, we're just working on basketball. We'll get there later. But they said, well, we'll play in your basketball league if you'll consider baseball. So there is a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement among women everywhere about the opportunity to participate in physical recreation programs at their own levels.
Any worries about injuries? And forgive me, I don't mean that to sound patronizing, but I stopped playing basketball pickup because I didn't want to get my nose broken, let's be honest with you, because I think as you get a little further along, sometimes people lose
the agility.
And I was more worried about getting an elbow in the face, to be honest with you.
The teams in Iowa have been playing for 2 years. There are 10 teams there. And so far they've had no, knock on wood, serious problems whatsoever. We do have rules that do stress. They really do stress being careful and being considerate of one another. But I do have insurance liability and accident insurance, and we do have somebody from physical therapy to assist because we want to make sure that everybody is enjoying themselves without getting severely injured. And, you know, the best you can do is just try. And we're very careful. If we see somebody that doesn't look like they are functioning as well or they're a little off balance, then we ask them to sit down, relax, and come back a little later.
Mm-hmm. Betty, I just want to know who's your shoe contract with, really?
Well, I'm still in the process of negotiating that.
Okay.
But we're going to address the teams. Hopefully some of the stores might want to sponsor teams, so you never know how they'll be dressed. But it's going to be original and a little different. And by the way, we're adding another special exhibition team called the Granny Trotters.
Okay.
And the Granny Trotters will open the program and do some spinning and bouncing a ball and kicks. The whole program is going to be show-oriented because the women will come out to perform, probably to the tune of Respect by Aretha Franklin or something like that. We're going to make this a absolutely delightful program to be involved in.
All right. Barbara Lee Cohen is the president of the Granny All-Star League. Betty Douglas is one of her superstar players. They both joined us from our NPR Chicago Bureau. Ladies, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, and come out and play with us.
And thank you, Michelle. I'm getting ready to come out there and play you one of these days.
I know you're going to try to hurt me, but I'm going to be ready for you.
Okay.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. Find out what it means to me.